From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear.
Gone too soon.
The singer Usher, just one of dozens of actors, entertainers, and musicians who were at the Staples Center in Los Angeles today to pay tribute to Michael Jackson. Thousands of others were in the audience having won tickets to the star-studded farewell for the pop star. Jackson's gold-colored casket was brought to the arena for an emotional tribute that included tearful remarks from Jackson's 11-year-old daughter, Paris Jackson.
Ever since I was born, Daddy has been the best father you could ever imagine. And I just wanted to say I love him so much.
There were reports of a private gathering for Jackson's family and friends after the public event, though other arrangements are not clear. The 50-year-old entertainer died June 25th. President Obama has ended his Moscow summit with plans to next head to Italy to attend the G8 summit meeting. The president achieved an expected agreement to begin negotiating a nuclear arms deal that would call for both countries to sharply reduce their stockpiles of nuclear weapons, something Mr. Obama said should apply to other nations as well.
Neither of us would benefit from a nuclear arms race in East Asia or the Middle East. That's why we should be united in opposing North Korea's efforts to become a nuclear power and opposing Iran's efforts to acquire a nuclear weapon.
Obama and his Russian counterpart, Dmitry Medvedev, have agreed to negotiate a nuclear weapons agreement by year's end that would slash both countries' arsenals by a third. Over Russia's foreign minister warned continued disagreement over a proposed U.S. missile defense system could threaten progress on nuclear arms cuts. The nation's top military officer says he is concerned about Iran's pursuit of nuclear weapons. Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the window is closing to try to stop Iran from getting a nuclear bomb. More from NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.
Admiral Mullen says the latest estimates he has are that Iran is 1 to 3 years away from developing a nuclear weapon.
The clock has continued to tick. I believe Iran is very focused on developing this capability. And when they get it, you know, or should they get it, it will be very destabilizing.
Speaking there at a Washington think tank, Mullen added that a nuclear Iran could spark a nuclear arms race in the Middle East and lead to other unintended consequences. Mullen repeated what he has often said before, that all options, including military strikes, remain on the table. But he added that a military strike on Iran would also be destabilizing and would also have unintended consequences in the region. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Comedian-turned-politician Al Franken is now officially U.S. Senator. After a lengthy battle over a contested vote count in the race, the Minnesota Supreme Court ruled Franken the winner over his rival former Republican Senator Norm Coleman. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 161 points to end the session at 8,163. This is NPR News. Sarah Palin returned to work today for the first time following her abrupt announcement she is resigning as Alaska's governor. Palin was at a bill signing ceremony today at a remote western Alaska coastal community and said afterwards she's sure the state will be better off with a lieutenant governor at the helm. Palin said she would have been less productive continuing on as a lame duck governor subject to continuing ethics complaints following her stint as a GOP vice presidential candidate last year. On the eve of the Group of Eight Industrialized Nations Summit in Italy, Pope Benedict has called for a new world financial order guided by ethics, dignity, and common good. Emperor Sylvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
The title is Charity and Truth. It was 2 years in the making and delayed to incorporate the global economic crisis. It touches on many of the issues that will be discussed at the G8 summit. Benedict laments that greed is the cause of the worst economic downturn since the Depression. He calls for a new financial order with real teeth and says profit is useful if it serves as a means toward an end, adding that once profit becomes the exclusive goal, if it is produced by improper means and without the common good as its ultimate end, it risks destroying wealth and creating poverty. While acknowledging that globalization has lifted billions of people out of misery, Benedict blames unbridled growth for having caused numerous problems such as mass migration flows, environmental degradation, and loss of faith in the world market. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Japanese electronics maker Sony plans to introduce a tiny laptop computer next month, about the size of a hardback book. Sony says the laptop netbook will run on lower-grade hardware than other Sony models and will start at $650. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.